You can help save a baby's life for just $1 a day. Saving Moses has helped the world's most vulnerable where the help is least available. We provide therapeutic milk specially formulated to treat severe acute malnutrition. We also provide porridge that can be made at home. We offer loving shelter and care for the babies of sex workers at night when they are most vulnerable. Young toddlers wander the streets and babies are left unattended while their moms serve clients. Your support will give a baby growing up in the sex industry a safe, warm, and clean place to spend the night. We provide community-based education and skilled birth attendants in high-conflict areas. Your support today will make you a part of ensuring more babies live through their birth. You can help save a baby's life. Call 1-888-637-4545 or visit marilynandsarah.org today.
Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are so very happy to have you with us today. And here's an encouraging testimony. I recently heard about a young man who was looking for a summer internship related to his college degree. And he put in literally over 50 applications, kept pressing. Finally, God opened a door for him at a really cool company that's right in line with his college degree. And they've continued his employment even into the next semester after the summer. So if you have a need in your life, hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you. And we know that God answers prayer. And partners, want to give you a quick shout out. Thank you for helping us to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. I'm so excited about our program today and time that I get to spend with you. And you know, I've really seen God move across the world. And one of the trips that I was on some years ago was to Ethiopia. And when I was there, I was staying at an orphanage and my neighbor said to me, "Hey, Sarah, did you hear about these newborns that were abandoned on the field?" And I was like, "What?" And he said, "No, these newborns are here now at the orphanage, but they were abandoned on a field. And the police called the orphanage to see if they would accept these newborns. And the orphanage said no." And the police were like, "Well, if you don't take them, these newborns, we have to put them back on the field." And so the orphanage was like, "Okay, well, we'll figure it out." So I went to see, their names are Sarah and Ruth. I remember holding them in my arms and I was just a puddle of tears. As a mom, I was like, "Who and what kind of orphanage doesn't take newborns?" That was like baffling to me. And I asked the director, he's like, "Well, we can't. As a matter of policy, we can't take babies and newborns because they take so much more resources. So for one newborn, we could absolutely help like 10-year-olds because of the differences in what they need." And so from that, I was like, "Oh my goodness." And that God birthed in my heart from that experience, Saving Moses. One of the things we do with Saving Moses is we do something called night care. And night care is an amazing, amazing program. And it's literally, nobody's doing it in the world except Saving Moses. And what I came to learn is like in America, we have daycare. So moms take their babies and toddlers to a place, daycare, while they work. Well, it's the same idea, but at nighttime for sex workers in developing countries. Because what I came to learn is that most of these sex workers, the babies are on the bed with them as they're working, right? And you're like, "Oh my gosh, that can't be." So that's why we have night care. Night care is where a mom, a sex worker, will take her baby toddler, drop them off at one of our night care centers. We give them a bath, we give them dinner, have a little playtime, circle time with them. Then we put them down to sleep for the night and moms collect them in the morning. Oh my goodness, what an amazing opportunity to express genuine love for a baby and a toddler, to protect them from a very difficult, harsh, violent, destructive, traumatic environment, and to give them nurture, care, attachment, safe attachments that are so, so healthy. And it can really work in their hearts to repair, to heal, and to prevent trauma. Trauma from being abandoned, trauma from being abused, all kinds of issues. And you know, we've seen this now, we've been doing night care for almost 10 years, and we've seen the differences that it makes in our babies and toddlers. And you know, I wanna encourage you that you would hop on the phone now, call now, and help us with a baby, a toddler, and help us to prevent them from being abused and neglected through our and letting our night care centers continue to provide care, love, nurture, protection, support to our babies and toddlers. Hop on the phone, call now, and let us continue to do what we're doing. And in just a moment, you're going to watch this video. And this is a really powerful story of one. I mean, I can tell you broad strokes, but I want you to see one. What does this look like for one baby, for one toddler? Because when we see the power of one, what this looks like on an individual basis, then we're all the more compelled to let God's love flow through us and connect into these babies and toddlers to change their futures.
In Southeast Asia, there are babies and toddlers growing up in the sex industry. They come from the abusive streets of brothels and red light districts. Many of these babies suffer abuse and neglect. We need your help to give these babies night care. Night care provides a safe place for babies and toddlers where they can experience love and protection, a safe place away from the dangers of the sex industry, a safe place to eat nutritious food, a safe place to play, a safe place to sleep undisturbed. You can help us give these babies and toddlers a truly safe and happy childhood. $38 will provide safety for one baby for a month. You can help save a baby's life. Call 1-888-637-4545 or visit marilynandsarah.org today.
Thank you so much for watching today. I really, really appreciate your time, your concern, your interest, and I want you to know that you make a difference. You make a difference because of your generosity. And I encourage you to hop on the phone right now, get on the website, and become a hero. Really, your gift of $38 every month is literally a life-changing difference. For many of you, you can't do that. And any gift you could give today would be so very, very helpful, because any gift you give helps us save a baby, save a toddler, and give life for a newborn. So hop on the phone, get on the website today. Whatever you can do, whatever you can give, will literally give the gift of life. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to really express God's love in such meaningful, life-giving ways. Hop on the phone, get on the website. Let's be generous today. Thank you so much for watching. And you know, when we think about Saving Moses, one of the very first trips I ever took with Saving Moses was to Angola. And I remember when I showed up and I don't know anything. All I know is that Angola has one of the highest infant mortality rates. So I'm like, hey, let's pop in there and see what's going on, see what we can do. And so I remember I drove to this remote city and we rolled up and the van opened and the doctor met us, Portuguese doctor who was there volunteering. And she didn't say hello. She wasn't warm, friendly, nothing. She's like, why are you here? And I said, well, we're here, you know, with Saving Moses and want to see what we can do. Well, and she's like, did you bring any medicine? I said, no. Well, did you bring any food? No. Did you bring any money? Not really. Well, why are you here? Can you give blood? And I'm like, I think so. And I was like kind of caught off guard, taken aback. So I was like, what on earth? And what I came to find out, she was so amped up because she had been at the malnutrition clinic over the weekend And there had been about 10 to 12 babies, toddlers who were in the clinic, and almost all of them had died except one. And she was doing everything she could to keep that one toddler alive. And I remember my photographer and I, we donated blood because we didn't have anything. And I remember at that point, I was like, I will never show up empty-handed again. Never. That's not going to happen. Where the only thing I have to give is blood. No, I'm going to always show up with something. And so from that experience, man, we have poured into and really made a very significant impact in Angola. Angola used to have one of the highest infant mortality rates in the world. And the fundamental reason why is because of malnutrition. Malnutrition for these babies and toddlers. So we began supplying malnutrition formula. Oh my goodness. And it makes a huge, huge difference. Without that formula, in fact, I've shown up again and again and again. And the reputation is, I was just there recently and they're like, hey, you're the one that does the formula? I said, I am. Thank you so much, because that's absolutely the pivot point for us to save our babies and toddlers. And I'm like, absolutely. My pleasure, my honor. In addition to that, though, I also learned that a lot of times the moms would check out early before their baby toddler had fully recovered because there was no food for these moms. I'm like, what kind of hospital clinic doesn't feed the moms? I'm like, well, okay. So we stepped in and started to provide basic food, daily food for the moms, so the moms would stay for the whole regime while their baby toddler recovered. Takes about 2 to 4, 6 weeks for a baby to fully recover from severe acute malnutrition. And then we also added a third component where we screen. And what we do when we screen, which is fantastic, is we get ahead of it so that the baby toddler, we get in front of severe acute malnutrition and we can check before they get to that severity. And when we check before, then we can reach them when they're acutely malnourished or moderately malnourished, and we can prevent that really dark decline to the severe acute. So from the screening, then we give them some resources, take-home rations, those kinds of things to prevent. So with our malnutrition outreach with Saving Moses, we have really, really seen an amazing turnaround from all the things that we do with our formula, with our screening, as well as feeding our moms. So I want you to watch this now. And of course, I want you to call right now and help us. Help us feed a baby. Help us feed a toddler. Help us give the gift of life. And as you watch, you're going to see now a story of Gabriel. So encouraging, so powerful to see what happens when they recover from malnutrition.
O corpo do menino tá muito magro, ele tá ficando muito magro. Não tô a entender, mas ele não faz febre, só tá ficando mesmo magro. E ele chorava muito. Tá nos ajudar muito, do jeito que o Gabriel tava, não é do jeito que está agora. Do jeito que ele estava, não conseguia, eu, mãe que nasci, não conseguia reconhecer meu filho. Só estava mesmo com medo, que depois vou perder essa criança, mas... Me disseram que Ana não pode ir para casa, porque teu bebê vai ficar muito tempo aqui, teu bebê não está bom. Teu bebê não está bom, porque teu bebê está desnutrido. Ele, como vi com ele para cá, não conseguia mesmo concentrar-se as pessoas. Você lhe faz mesmo assim, só ficamos só assim. Os olhos já virou, mas como cheguei mesmo aqui, nas mãos mesmo dos doutores, muito obrigado. Pedi graças a Deus, meu filho está mesmo bem, está recuperado.
Today is a good day, and I have good news to share with you. I'm so proud of Sarah and her humanitarian ministry called Saving Moses, which has done powerful things throughout the world to save babies and toddlers who are desperate and dying. In Matthew 25:40, Jesus says, "As you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me." I'm here to ask you for your help today. Please give generously to support Sarah's humanitarian ministry and help us reach into some of the darkest places in the world with the love of Jesus Christ. Call or click right now to share your best gift. As you do, I pray that you experience the love of our Heavenly Father in new and exciting ways.
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, to give you a future and a hope. Babies and toddlers in Angola are starving. Their futures are hanging by a thread. You can step in and bring hope. Help us screen for malnutrition early on before it becomes severe. Help us provide therapeutic milk, specially made to bring babies and toddlers back from the brink of starvation. You can give these precious little ones what God wants for everyone, a future. Just $38 provides enough therapeutic milk for one baby or toddler for an entire month. How many lives will you save today? Call 1-888-637-4545 or visit marilynandsarah.org today.
So how many lives will you save today? How can you and I watch that and not be moved? I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. Let's save babies today. And you know, it's so, so simple. A lot of times we think, well, it's gotta be complicated, rocket science, you know, you gotta have all these resources. And some of it is just basic, fundamental, essential ingredients like food, basic medical care, and a safe environment to save a baby and a toddler. You know, another thing that we do with Saving Moses is we do something called birth aid. And it's interesting, this was a very compelling part of what we do, because birth aid goes into very rural areas, remote areas, and in very unstable, war-torn areas where the care is least available and the need is most urgent for babies, and specifically for the birth of a baby. So birth aid looks to provide training and just real elementary basic medical support for moms who are delivering babies, moms who are pregnant, who have needs for their safe delivery, and who have absolutely, really no training. In fact, I heard the story one time, a father received some of the birthing training that we do with birth aid, and the father said, oh my goodness, if I had known these just basic things, like when a baby's born, it's not breathing, you know, slap the butt and it'll kind of start breathing, cry. And the father said, if I had known this, I would have 4 more kids. That just blew my mind. I'm like, and for those of us, you know, come in the Western world, we're like, well, that's just kind of basic knowledge. But that's what birth aid provides, is basic, easy, fundamental training. And some of it's, we don't even use like things that are in writing, because a lot of times these people, they don't even know how to read and write. So we have pictures and we train these, especially in remote areas, as well as war-torn areas. And so I think this is a really powerful way to think about providing life, providing hope, providing future. And that's what we do with Saving Moses. And we do this sub-Saharan Africa, as well as some regions that are highly unstable. Birth aid is such an essential. I mean, and you know, for a newborn, the birthing process is such a critical time for both the mom and the baby. And those first few hours, first 28 days, are very, very critical, essential moments for that baby to survive and thrive and to have a future. So birth aid provides medical support. Just simple things, provides training for having sanitary, hygienic birthing process, and just some basic things. So I just want to encourage you that you hop on the phone, get on the website, and help us today. Be a hero. You say, what do you mean by a hero? Well, a hero for Saving Moses is a person who gives $38 once a month to save a baby toddler with night care, with malnutrition formula, and with birth aid. That's a hero for Saving Moses. So I'm asking you to be a hero today. be a hero by providing the resource, basic fundamental stuff that we can do through Saving Moses to keep a baby alive, to thrive, and have hope in a future. You know, with birth aid, one of the first places I ever visited was in Ghana. And I remember interviewing a pastor and his wife, and this pastor, his name was Coco, and the wife had lost a baby in childbirth. And I remember talking to the wife, talking to the husband, the pastor, and hearing their story. And this is a video that I want you to watch now, because sometimes I describe these things to you and it feels kind of remote and distant, but I want you to see what this looks like for a real human, a real person experiencing this kind of loss and what that looks like and feels like for them, so that we can prevent that. We can provide hope, life, and birth aid by being a hero. So watch this now and let it encourage your soul of what you can do today.
We lost so many children. I am a victim. Pregnancy needs care. We need not to even lose even a single baby. To be frank, if a single soul is lost, a vacuum is created. We don't know what that baby may become or what that child may become. To the country, to you first, to the community, and the country as a whole.
In rural sub-Saharan Africa, thousands of newborns die every day. Their deaths are often preventable. If nothing happens, millions of babies will die by 2030, never having a future. We can stop this. Join us in helping every baby, no matter where they are born. Make it past the first 28 days of life. You can help save a baby's life. Call 1-888-637-4545 today.
As you're watching this program, it's really, really essential for you to have a personal relationship with Jesus. If you've never asked Jesus into your heart, or maybe you need to make a fresh start, I encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website, and give us the privilege and opportunity of getting to pray with you for Jesus to bring life into your heart and into your soul, into all of your existence. You know, as we think about life, I want to encourage you, not only do we have spiritual life, and that comes through Jesus, but I want to encourage you to be generous today so that we can provide, you can provide life for our babies and toddlers. Every dollar that you donate for Saving Moses goes to literally save babies and toddlers every single day. Please hop on the phone, get on the website, be generous today. Anything you give will directly impact and give the gift of life. Let's take the life that we have from Jesus and multiply that through our finances to our babies and toddlers now. Thank you so much for watching, for caring, for being concerned. Because of your interest, your time, your heart, your generosity, because of you, we are able to give a newborn a chance to live another day. Because of you, we are able to provide food, formula, for a starving, severe acute malnourished toddler. You know, I remember going one time to a malnutrition clinic in Angola. And I remember one of the things I learned from the very beginning is they have kind of a progression for malnutrition clinics. The worst cases are in one area. The recovering cases are in kind of a next. And then the ones that are about to be released are kind of at a third stop. And as you go through each of those little areas, they start off real quiet. Then you start hearing them cry in the middle. And by the time they're leaving, they are smiling and laughing. Because of you, you provide life, smile, laughing, and a toddler that gets to live another day instead of the death rattle. I've heard the death rattle in a toddler. Haunts me to this day. Because of you, we get to participate with night care. One of the first toddlers I ever met, her name was Sinon. Brutally abused. Sexually, physically, one of the clients had thrown acid on her face. A little girl, 2 years old. And we didn't have night care at that time. And I remember meeting her, and I was completely a puddle because of this little girl, what had happened to her, because there wasn't night care. But because of you, because of your commitment to be generous, to provide life, to provide hope, to provide future, to provide protection, because of you, we get to, through Saving Moses, save babies and toddlers every day where the need is most urgent and the care is least available. I just want to encourage you that what we do with birth aid, what we do with malnutrition formula, what we do with night care absolutely changes the future. And if you think about Moses, I bring this back to the whole idea of saving Moses. He's 3 months old in the Nile River and about to be eaten by a crocodile. And Pharaoh's daughter comes, saves him away from the Nile River. He grows up. And if you think about it, he becomes the leader of Israel. He writes the Pentateuch, the first 5 books of the Old Testament. He does the 10 Commandments. He does Mount Sinai. I mean, think about all the things that Moses did. And his life was hanging by a thread when he was 3 months old. And by saving Moses, he became the leader, the liberator of the nation of Israel into their destiny, back to the promised land. Would you continue to help me save Moses? These babies and toddlers that we save every day, we don't know their future. We don't know who God has designed for each of them, what their purpose, what their destiny is. But by helping today, because of you, we can save Moses every single day. All the things that we do and the genuine love that we provide through formula, through protection, through medical support, through basic training, all these things are integral gifts, vital, essential components to saving babies and toddlers every single day. Because of you, we get to save babies and toddlers. Thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And if you're not yet a hero, I'd encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website, say, hey, raise your hand. I want to be a hero. I want to be a hero and save a baby, save a toddler every single day because of my generosity, because of my passion, because of my love. Because of you, we get to give hope, life, future, love, and Jesus expressing himself.